map?
I don't know, but Madeline Buckley's on the line, the senior editor at the Toy Insider, to talk to
you. It's not an answer. Not an answer.
I know, but she's been on hold waiting for us for several minutes.
Okay, well, that's a toy, too. It could have been what we call a segue.
I know.
Toy Insider's website, by the by, and it has grown from what used to be just like a magazine or a book that you would get to check out the latest, check out classics, find out what they're worth. You must have the best job, and do you have kids, and can I be one of them?
Great questions all around. It is a very fun job to work with toys, absolutely. I think it's one of those things that people hear and they don't quite understand and are a little bit jealous when they hear about it, because it is true. Not many people get to go play with kids' toys all day as their job. I don't actually have any kids, but I have a lot of young cousins in my family and a godson who all love my job as much as I do.
I bet.
They get to reap the benefits. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got to say the holidays are just around the corner. Now, some people don't like it when I say that, but in my head, they're always just around the corner, and I'm always preparing for the Christmas season. And so when I saw this story about you and what you wrote, I thought, let's get ahead of this. Let's get in on what we need to be buying now that everyone else is going to be going crazy for in December. We'll be like, oh, yeah, we already got the Barbie dream house or whatever it may be. What are the hottest toys for this holiday season?
You are so right. We always get asked, you know, what our shopping tips are, and the absolute number one is shop early, because if you look now, you can search for deals, you can find the best, you know, pricing and shipping, and when you get to December, some of this stuff is going to be gone. And our holiday gift guide did launch on thetoyinsider.com just last week, and so this perfect timing to start looking. And to answer your question, we do, in addition to our full holiday gift guide, we publish three hot lists. So first up is our Hot 20, which is really those big trendy items, ranges all ages, price points, but those ones that are really just what we expect is going to be hard to get. And you actually already named one of them, which is the Barbie Dream House. I mean, this is the year of Barbie, and I think that's going to be reflected in holiday shopping this year for sure.
So what about, I mean, here we are in September talking about what the hot Christmas toys are going to be, and you're an insider, you're going to know this kind of thing, but go back decades when in September you could walk into a store and fill your cart with Tickle Me Elmos. Then came December and people were stabbing each other in stores to get their hands on one. So how do you judge trends, and when is it like, okay, this is the thing?
That's such a great question. And I think, you know, a lot of it is guesswork a little bit, but based on just what we know and what, you know, properties are popular. And sometimes we see, you know, because we're seeing these toys months and months in advance. And sometimes we see these and we're like, oh, you know, we think this is so innovative, and we think that, you know, kids are going to recognize that. And I think also, you know, you're talking, like you said, going into stores, filling your cart. We are now living in an era where it's online sales, right? So it's easy to start seeing, you know, what sells, and you get those like defined metrics from the Amazon top toy lists and what's selling hottest at Walmart. And so it's really easy to know, like, these are really hot, hot toy properties. The LOL Surprise toy line, you know, continues to be incredibly popular.
The what?
This year for LOL Surprise.
Oh, my
Lord,
it's huge.
LOL Surprise.
It's huge.
You don't have little girls, so that's why.
I don't have little girls. Way to rub it in.
Oh. I got nothing. What is it?
So LOL Surprise, it started as a series of surprise dolls. So they're small, little, like, you know, about 3 to 4 inches. And kids, it really launched alongside the popularity of surprise reveal. So you didn't know which of the LOL surprise dolls you were going to get. They have a very fun, specific styling, very large eyes. But as the years have gone on and the doll line continues to be popular, they continue to expand it. So there are now larger, full-size fashion dolls that are like the big sisters of the LOL surprise. There are play sets. And then actually this year, what we put on our hot list from the LOL Surprise brand is called LOL Surprise Magic Flyers. And they actually is a large heart-shaped locket. When the kids knock on it, it'll open up, and an LOL Surprise doll who has wings, like a propeller style, will launch into the air and fly, and kids can fly her. So that's kind of the new innovation there. And that's kind of a popular trend that we see. You know, it's a popular franchise, the LOL Surprise doll line, and this is a really new spin on it, and it's, you know, something that is easy to use, and so we can foresee that that is going to be very, very popular, which is why it's on our hot list.
This 5-second rule relay game looks like a lot of fun for the whole family.
Oh, yeah, 5-second rule relay. Yes, that is a fun game for the whole family. That's actually, I think, games in general, I think that kind of ties in. I know that that toy game is in our gift guide, and I think one of the things we look for to put in our gift guide is some of those classic play patterns, and I think games just continues to be a space where we see innovation tied with classic play, because it often is screen-free, it's great for the whole family, and it kind of gets everyone involved. I personally, when I'm recommending gifts, I think games is always a great option, because, you know, it's something you can take out and play with day of, create memories at the holidays, and get everyone involved in making those memories together.
I love
and
the
I wanted
game
to highlight,
yep.
Oh, yes, the game vibe is great. And we, so I already mentioned our Hot 20 list, but our one of our other hot lists is called our 12 Under 20. And that is a list of 12 toys that cost less than $20, as the name would suggest, but that really offer high value for that lower budget-friendly price point. And I always, one thing I love is that we always make sure to include a game in there, because, you know, games are, you get so much for that $20. And this year, one that is in our 12 Under 20 list is called Mr. Bendy, and it's so fun and silly. You get basically a stick figure who you can draw on with dry erase markers and give accessories to, and you're using that giant stick figure to try to, it's like charades mixed with art, and it's really fun and silly and only costs $19.95. So really budget-friendly option for shopping this year. And our whole 12 under 20 list is really, really great items that aren't going to break the bank.
And you know, in high school, Mr. Bendy was at, oh, never mind. All right, so every once in a while, I mean, there'll be dolls coming out all the time, but every once in a while, one will come down the pike where it catches you off guard because you think, well, that doesn't really sound fun, but what a good life lesson taught. And I'm thinking the Wet Me Betsy or whatever it was called. It's like, wait, here's a doll that is going to pee and you got to change them. That doesn't really sound like fun, but that's real life. Are we still getting toys, games, dolls that teach us practical things? Because now there's new, like, this one comes with a cell phone. This one can fire up Alexa.
I mean, yes. And I mean, that is real life. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of the current version of that. But yes, I think especially when we're talking toys for the littles, I think we've seen a really strong trend over the past few years of offering kids size or kids friendly versions of grown up things. So going back to our Hot 20 list, one of the items that's on that list for our younger kids is a DJ table, but designed for little kids. So it's called the Laugh and Learn Mix and Learn DJ table.
What?
And it looks like a DJ table. It's got like the scratch disc or
look,
scratch
stuff.
I'm ordering that now. Right now.
Yeah, it's literally the cutest thing I've ever seen. It's got the piano, it's got the little laptop, and it's just so cute. And, you know, last year, one of our hot list items was a toddler gaming chair, right? So it's taking these, like, adult concepts, these things that young kids see their older siblings engage with, their parents engage with, and then make it an educational, kid-friendly version. And I think everyone loves these, like, cute kidified versions of adult things. It's so fun. And yeah, so in that sense, yes, we definitely still see that trend, and it's in a fun, educational, interactive way.
What's the age on the DJ table?
9 months and up, but it has, so one of the Fisher Price things is learning smart stages. So it has three different stages. So at the beginning, it's for 9-month-olds, and then it continues up to, I believe, around age 2. So kids, the concepts that they're learning with the DJ table get more complicated as they get older.
Very cool.
Now, there's one in your STEM 10 list that says Snap FM radio.
I just looked it up.
Oh, yes.
Sounds
sweat,
but I got a bit of a problem. What about a Snap AM radio?
We
is
that
not marketable?
Well, I can't say because I didn't build the toy, but I do think that, you know, being able to build your own radio is, you know, that's quite a throwback, a science project and a thing that kids would learn, you know, for decades now. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Snap Circuits line, but it's a very popular line of STEM toys that teaches kids the basics of circuits, but with quite literally you snap them into place on a circuit board. And it's just really step by step. And it's cool because they get to see how circuits create different things. So in previous Snap Circuit sets, kids have been able to learn about energy. So you can snap pieces together and use solar power to make a doorbell, or, you know, use wind power.